I wasn't going to cry. But, you know, when your heart is soft, you need to let it out.
Amen.
Because the Lord's there and He's a good God. We serve a living God. He's not a dead God. Well, I'm a missionary's wife now, Lord. That's an honor that the Lord's been able to break me, make me, and mold me. It wasn't easy. And I thank the Lord that He was able to open doors that we could come here to this house of blessing. And it's been a house of a blessing because so many different people that I've never seen have been so warm and kind to me. And sisters, y'all have been a blessing. I thank the Lord for each and every one of you, your prayers, your support, your caring. And the Lord is still dealing with us, and He's still breaking us. He won't stop until He comes back, but like He says, rejoice evermore.
Amen.
Well, I guess my husband took all my message. But he had given me a question of, what is my goal? I want to be the virtuous woman the Lord wants me to be. I want to be a helpmeet that my husband's, that I can help my husband and glorify the Lord in me doing and rejoicing in everything I do. Now I can understand how missionary women, we're normal people. We still argue. We still fuss and fight. But by God's grace, we still come together in love and comforting one another and knowing that God will work everything out. The Lord's been dealing with me as we've been out there. Like He says, we're prisoners of Christ, and I feel as a prisoner in Puerto Rico. But it's a rejoicing. It's a beautiful time that I am able to be used by God. I thank the Lord for people that go out and share the gospel, that go out and by faith, trust in the Lord to go and give the gospel. In November of 1982, somebody came up to my door.
Amen.
And it was a time where I thought that there was no hope for me. But Brent Riggs, and I thank the Lord for that brother.
Amen.
And for Dad Schreiner.
Amen.
My kids adopted him as their spiritual grandparents. And he was there praying for me.
Amen.
I had religion all my life. And I've always tried to seek God because I wasn't happy in this world. It was miserable. There was nothing good. And as he came and showed me the scriptures, and he asked that if I wanted to go to heaven. And I said, yes. And he said, do you know if you're going to heaven? And I said, yes, I hope so. And he asked me, how do you know? And I told him, well, I'm a good girl. You know? But when he said, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, that was me. As good as I was, that I thought it wasn't going to get me to heaven. He gave me an example of a woman that's out there. She's a prostitute selling her body for money. If she didn't have Jesus as her Lord and Savior, she'd be going to hell. And he turned to me and said, you that think you're so good, you without Jesus, you're going to hell too. And it broke my heart because I knew he was getting the scriptures out of the Word of God, and I knew there was a Bible out there that was true. And he gave me 1 John 5:13. And he told me to read it.
Amen.
Let's turn to 1 John 5:13. And he told me to read it. I didn't know what was going to happen, but I read it on my mind and I kept reading it, and he pointed to a word. And he told me, what is that word where it says, No. My heart was shaking. I was shaking. I didn't know what to say. But what came out of my mouth was now. And he looked and he said, no, that you can know. You can have eternal life.
Amen.
And I knew something within me wanted me to do it now.
Amen.
So he asked me, and he went through scriptures with me, and I accepted the Lord that day.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
And ever since then, that day that I accepted the Lord, he told me to read John 20 times and Romans 20 times.
Amen.
Before I got not even to the first chapter, the Lord was so good. He brought lights to me,
Amen.
To my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And as I prayed to Jesus, telling him about my husband, the following day, my husband got saved.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
So I knew that all this religion was fake. It was nothing. It was sending me to hell every minute. And that's why I hate religion.
Amen.
I don't hate the people.
Amen.
I don't, because they don't know. That's why I love street preachers and people that go out and go give the people
Amen.
The gospel, because all this time, I've never, never in my life that I can say I knew the Lord Jesus. I knew he died for me, but I didn't know why or what was that, you know. I had confirmation. I had all that a Catholic person has, but nobody came up to me and showed me. And I know I have eternal life.
Amen.
I thank the Lord for that, and I give all the glory to him. Because ever since I got saved, by God's grace, I've been faithful to this church. I've always wanted to do more, brother. But God always had me down there, you know. I always wanted to I wanted to go to knocking doors. I would take my kids and then I would have another baby. And then I wouldn't want to go to school and I'd have another baby. So I had to quit. But the Lord knew what he wanted to do to me. And now I'm able to teach. I've been teaching at the church where we fellowship at, and it's been a blessing to me. It's a challenge because the Spanish is not the same, but the children have been a blessing to me because they've been helping me. They've been learning the alphabet of the Spanish faster than I have, so they've been a real good help to me. And I saw that as I was growing as a Christian, that my work in my children didn't come in vain. They were a great encouragement to me. When I was down, they'd come up to me and say, Mom, praise.
Amen.
Everything I would cook for them, they'd say, Mom, you cook the best. even if it was just eggs, you know, and that cheered me up. I want to be used by God. And I want to be a helpmeet to my husband and be the wife he wants me to be. And it's going to take time. It's not going to just come like everybody thinks that you're going to have it and then it's gone. No. God, when he works eternally. And the Lord was dealing with me in blessings. As my husband was telling you that how the Lord was dealing with us as we were going to Puerto Rico, and all of a sudden I heard my husband get up and say, Puerto Rico, we're going to Puerto Rico, and I wasn't even there, and it was a shock to me. And I've never seen Puerto Rico, so I said, Lord, you prepare my heart. I don't know where I'm going. All I know is it's like a jungle. So you prepare me. My husband went to visit and he didn't even tell me nothing about it. So I really didn't know how it was going to be. But I was holding on to the promises that he was giving me when, you know, my husband says we're going and sell. One night he just said, sell everything. He just got up and he said, I want you to sell, call your sister, sell everything. Submissive, I did. I sold everything. And I used to wonder, honey, are you sure? Because for a year, almost a year and a half, we were sleeping in the floor with nothing. But the Lord knew He was breaking us, and he was seeing our heart if we were still able or willing to serve him. And I thank the Lord that we survived. But he opened doors.
Amen.
A job. My husband got a job, and he took care of us through the way. When we got down from the airport, we had a house. We had a meal prepared by some women, and it was all set up for us. And it was just a blessing. And it wasn't nothing like a jungle, let me tell you. But I took that verse where he says, let's turn to it. That was a blessing to me. And my husband told me not to write all of them in 1, 2, 3, but it just doesn't come out that way. Okay, in Luke 12. I knew God was going to take care of us, and I knew that he was listening to us, and he was going to be with us. In Luke 12, 24 says, consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barns, and God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls? You know, those birds don't have a worry in the world. They eat whenever they want to, and they go wherever they want to. God says he takes care of them.
Amen.
And we're worth more to
Amen.
Him. And I knew God was going to take care of us.
Amen.
And through this mission conference, as Brother Kincaid was preaching on the blessings of God, and by faith, holding on to those blessings. And through those times of sorrow, it's a time where you weep when your husband weeps. You hurt when he hurts. You want to do your best to lift him up, to continue on, and to serve with strength. I don't want to be a discouragement to my husband.
Amen.
I want to be an encouragement. And everything I do, I need to pray and ask the Lord, help me, so that I can be a blessing to him. Not only to others, but to him too. And I encourage wives, you wives, seek the Lord and read your word. It's very important. Reading the word is very important, because you'll know how the Lord will deal with you in the situations. And by faith, you just trust in him.
Amen.
I'd like you to turn to one of the blessings in Psalms. Psalms 37, 3. It says, trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed.
Amen.
In Psalms 62, 8, it says, trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us, Selah. In Psalms 118, 8 and 9, it says, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in men. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. In Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, it says, Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart.
Amen.
And lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths.
Amen.
Thank the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord.